as Q&A. All right, it's time to do the Q&A. Let's see what you guys got to talk us about. All right. If I follow my plan but eat past a 2, is that an off plan? Yes. Or is following plan and hunger scale tracked differently? Here's how I do it, Anonymous. I track it as an off plan. I like to just see any time that I didn't get the 4 basics down for the day. So that's why I track it as off plan. If you want to be more granular, if it works better for you to be able to see, like, I just want to see my hunger scale times. I just want to see my 24-hour plan times, whatever. It's not so much does it count or not. It's what way of tracking is going to be most useful for you to figure out what to work on. That's why we do it that way. So like for me, what's most useful is I like to know overall, was I on plan or not for the day? And for me, being on plan is, did I get my 4 basics in? Now, I will be really honest. If you look at my plan, my 24-hour, my stuff, I'm about like getting all 4 every single day is about half the time. It's like half the time. Most days, I miss one by like that much. Like I will be eating dinner and just go right past my 2. Or I will, like yesterday I added, we had, I don't know if y'all heard about my drama around my Aunt JJ, but we went on our trip. We took our big business trip. We were gone for 8 days. We came home on Sunday. Well, during that time, my brother's best friend happened. This is like a terrible part of the story, but he was murdered on New Year's Eve. And his visitation was on Sunday and his funeral was on Monday. And my brother was a pallbearer. And so obviously Aunt JJ couldn't be cooking our food when we were coming back on Sunday. And so on Monday, they were going out that night to do like a celebration thing. Well, a friend of theirs was there and got a little on the tipsy side. And on Tuesday, when Aunt JJ was going to cook and then just bring the food over, the friend wasn't feeling so well and needed to be taken care of. So she had to, you know, push us off another day, which is fine. This is why we have Aunt JJ. Like, this is why my sister-in-law does this, because, you know, she doesn't want to have to go get a regular job. She wants to be able to have a job where somebody's like, of course I understand that stuff. So we didn't have food. So we went and got the Mexican on Tuesday night. So I got my salad. I was like, all right, if JJ's not coming, I'm going to plan a salad. I'm going to have a few tortilla chips. Well, they sent home 2 bags of tortilla chips. And guess what was sitting on the counter on Wednesday? And I was like, I'm just going to have me some tortilla chips to my salad. That was not on my plan Saturday or on Wednesday morning. Or was that Wednesday? Yeah, today's Thursday. Wednesday morning. No, it was a no. So guess what? I didn't get to count that one either. The reason why I tell you guys this is because all the data does is tell you where to look for if you're not getting the results you want overall. Like if you're not losing weight, look at the data and it will tell you what you need to clean up. Just pick one. Don't pick all of them. Just pick something. But most of us are not going to get 100% all the time on any of it. I rarely get 100% on all of it. It's like half the time do I nail all my 4 basics. But the reason why I'm able to keep my weight off and the reason why I'm able to maintain and the reason why so many of the girls are like me is because, like, it's little things. They've started dialing it down to the little things and they're not getting caught up in the percentages. They're getting caught up in like, all right, let me look into the percentages. Am I saying fuck it because I made a mistake? Or am I not? Because the majority of you are going to be able to overeat just a little bit sometimes. And if you just don't go fuck it and like blow it out of the water, that little overeat still may allow you to lose some weight that week. That's where you start learning all the things. So the habit tracker, what it's doing is giving you a big glimpse of all of it. So the short or the long answer is track what feels right, but track what gives you the data that will be able to allow you to go back and take a look at it and decide what you want to work on. With my job, I try to plan my lunches. I sometimes at last minute need to take clients out for lunch and I can't follow my plan always. Then I would track that, like, there are, like, I would just mark it as that's an off plan for sure. And it's because sometimes I have to take clients out for lunch. So then that here's how I would look at it. I would then look and say like, okay, do I legit have to take a client out for lunch? Or is this one of those times, like how many of the times where I'm taking clients out for lunch, is it truly, this is part of my job, so I'm choosing to take clients out to lunch, or is it convenient? I would like to kind of go and I'm going. Is there any wiggle room there? Like, it's just like, it may be like, no, 100% of the time, that's my job, I have to do it, whatever. It's like, okay. Then you get to go to the next question. So on the times when I need to take clients out for lunch, and I've already decided, these are like legit solid decisions. Like, there's nothing wrong with having to break a plan because I need to take clients out for lunch because that's how I get paid. But when I go, am I being a grown-ass woman and eating a salad? Or am I in a shitty diaper that I can't have a perfect habit tracker and beating myself up and allowing doo-doo thoughts and then eating a cheeseburger instead? So then you get to start looking at it from there. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if let's say that every day this month you had to take clients out, but every single time you just picked a salad, you would have 0% that you followed your plan, but you'd probably still lose weight. So you can either get hemmed up in the 0% or you can get dialed into, how am I showing up for myself? Do y'all see the difference? You guys get really focused on what the numbers like are. And then you're like, well, if they're not this, then this must be disaster. Like, what if it's not disaster? What if it's just like, this is the number. What is this number telling me today? Is it telling me I need to be honest with myself? Is it telling me like, hey, I'm showing up for myself. Even on the days I have to break my plan. Oh my God, you know me. I am that girl who, when they're all eating the cheeseburgers, I am like, what is your best salad, sir? Because that is for sure what I shall be eating. If you're that girl, I would have a big X every single day of like, nope, didn't follow the plan. But I tell you what I did follow. My fucking common sense. I didn't follow my shitty ass line of thinking. That's not me. Give me the high five. That's what we have to start thinking about, guys. These trackers and stuff are there to illuminate the next question. They're not there to tell you if you're doing a good job or not. Habit trackers don't get to define what kind of a job you're doing. Checkboxes don't get to tell you who you are and your worth. They're literally there to say, like, take a look and let's decide what's working and what's not. That's it. I like how, like, I didn't even read your next part, Deb. And you're like, I know this is a perfectionistic trait. So how do I manage this? I think I might have just answered it. Isn't it hilarious how I just know where y'all's brains go before they even go there? I do good 1 week, lose weight, and then gain the next week. What can I do to stay consistent? All right, I'm going to give you the obvious answer. If you do good 1 week, you need to figure out that next, whatever that next little quit is. You said it's usually the little quits daily that leads to the weight gain. Why can't I be consecutively showing up for me? Because you're just not doing it. Like, quit asking, like, why is this happening? Here's the obvious answer. It's happening because you're choosing not to, in those moments, to just do what you say you're going to do. So you need to look at the week when you, like, are losing weight. Make sure that that week is a snapshot of what you really want to be doing. Because usually this is what I see happening. When somebody loses 1 week and then the next week they gain because they're little quitting, it's because the first week they set it up unrealistically. They set it up to be good. They set it up to do things that they think are right. Rather than setting it up for, how am I going to lose this week without needing relief next week from it? And that's a really good question for a lot of you. So how do I lose weight this week while also not needing relief from what I'm doing next week? The next thing that you can do, so here's a couple of options. That's one. Option number two is when you weigh in, you need to have a really solid plan for the 3 days. Don't go for the whole week. Go for the 3 days after that. what are those 3 days going to look like? And be very committed to those 3 days. So rather than little quitting, if you know what your little quits are, if you've been tracking, you need to put those on the plan for the next 3 days, and you need to quit quitting and start doing it very consciously. That will be the next shift you have to make. You'll have to go from eating it in a way that's just like, oh, it's relief, and oh, I'm getting away with something, and oh, I'm just a little quitting, and oh my God, why is this happening to me? Like you're a damsel in distress, and be like, I know how we'll fix this. I eat ding dongs right after my weigh-in. Guess what? After my weigh-in, I'm going to like put ding dongs on the plan, and I will sit at a table with my Hello Scale worksheet, fill that out first, and then it's ding dong time. If I want the ding dongs, I can have them, but I have to at least do it with my eyes wide open now. I have to quit practicing it the way I've been practicing it. You've just developed a habit of like, okay, I lose some weight. My brain says we can get away with a little. I decide what little I'm going to get away with, and then I rinse and repeat. That pattern has to break. I just finished the No BS. When will it download to the Tribe Course podcast? I want to re-listen to on my commute from hell. Linda, we have it scheduled, I believe, to go out to everyone on, it's like at the end of the month, but if you're done with No BS, you can email in, go ahead and email into support and say, I listened to Corinne and she said, because I have finished No BS, you can go ahead and send me the link and I can go ahead and download No BS. The reason why we have you guys go through the videos, like we don't send that link out the first 30 days, is for a few reasons. Number one, I want you used to going to the website to look for what you need, because that is where Ask Coaches is. That is where the training calendar is. That is where the courses are. A lot of people join and think the Facebook group is what we give you. The Facebook group, all the Facebook group is where you go to chit chat. It's like going to recess. It's like going to the cafeteria at school. It's where you chat and you talk and you do the things. But if you're going to learn and you're going to apply and you're going to ask questions and you're going to listen to the lectures and stuff, that's all on pnptribe.com. The other thing that I do is I like for you guys to watch the videos first. I have found after doing this for a long time, we used to not do it this way. And then we've had certain things where we just did videos. And what I've noticed is that when people watch the video first, and then they start just listening to it, the learning has happened in a couple of different ways. The videos have words on the screen, so you experience the learning in one way. It also shows you where all the worksheets are. People are more likely to do the worksheets if it's just sitting there staring at you in the face. You're more likely to download a cheat sheet. Like so many of you miss out on all the resources because you're just listening to it and you're like, what? There's like a cheat sheet that will tell me what to say when people ask me what I'm doing about my weight loss? What? There's a cheat sheet that tells you all about the different levels of hunger and all that kind of stuff. We've given you cheat sheets on purpose to help you through the program to make things easier for you. So when you learn it visually, you hear it and read it visually, and you experience it tactilely, and then you get it on the podcast and you're just listening to it, guys, it just starts sinking in like a boss. This is just adult learning 101. No, I don't have a degree, but I have studied you guys and studied it enough to know the more ways that I can get you to experience it, the better. So that's why we set it up that way. So everybody will be getting it in podcast format. I believe it's February the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. It's either February the 1st or January 29th or something along those lines. But if you've already finished No BS and you would like to go ahead and have it in your podcast feed, feel free to email support at pnptribe.com and we will go ahead and send it to you. Just promise me you're not going to email and be like, well, I didn't really finish it, but I would just like to have it in the podcast and blah, blah, blah. Promise me that you will do this for you, not me. I will never know if you listen to it all the way through in the videos. I am not your mother. I may act like one and I may talk like one, but I am not your mother. I am not your conscious. I am not any of it. You know what I am? I am the person looking out for what's best for you and your future self, and the one that loses all of her weight. And I structure it this way on purpose because I know what I'm doing. And I want you to trust me that I know what I'm doing. I'm a January baby who has done Weight Watchers on and off for 17 years. I have an unhealthy association with the scale number and have never, ever done thought work. I've just restricted food intake and lost weight. How would you recommend easing into thought work to work on myself for good? Phase two of No BS. Azizi, everything that I teach in there is about how to make thought work fun, how to make it very doable, very easy, and very simple to get the weight off. So the scale number is just going to be what we call a circumstance of your life. We're going to teach you how to do that. Doing the Hello Scale worksheet helps you start breaking your tie to the scale, defining who you are, and start using it as, this is the number that I weigh today. This doesn't validate me as a human. This doesn't tell me if I'm doing it right or doing it wrong. It just tells me what I weigh today. And it allows me to start going. It's just like the data that I was talking about in the beginning, Azizi. You know how I was saying, like, your percentages do not define you. It's more about, right, if this is what I weigh today, what I really want to do is I want to dig into how I got here this week. There will be things that you do that are like amazeballs. There will be things that you'll do, be like, I don't know if that's going to work. Let me see why I'm doing these things. That's what we do. Most people who are afraid of the thought work are usually because what they think is that thought work is going to make me feel bad. Thought work doesn't make you feel bad. It shows you the things that you're already thinking on a low level that are creating drama in your life. So the way I always like to explain it is, for those of you who do thought work, here's what happens. It illuminates the things that you're thinking and feeling and doing, so that now you have an option to figure out how to get a different result in your life. So how we think about something in the world is how we'll feel. Every thought is going to generate a feeling in us. And every feeling is what's going to fuel the things that we're going to do or not do in our life. And when you look at, like, all right, I either lost weight or I didn't this week, that's my result. It's because of things that I did or didn't do this week, right? It's that simple. So for those of you who do the thought work, you give yourself the opportunity to be like, oh, no wonder I keep getting this result. If I don't like this result, I need to just go back and figure out how I'm thinking so I can feel differently, so I can show up differently for myself. For everybody who has no interest in doing the thought work, here's what you get to do. You get to keep experiencing the result you have right now, feeling lost, confused, and helpless about it. Out of control, wondering why these things keep happening to me. Because whether or not you know the thought causing your result, the thoughts are always causing results. Some people will just go to work on them. Some people will just keep experiencing them. And that's the difference. So go to phase two. Darcy, my accountability group, I knew Way Compass or One Way Compass. I'm not sure what it, I think you might have a typo. I'm not 100% sure. Or I just can't read. Are curious about the difference in staying on plan if you eat past a plus two, since there are two boxes to check in the habit tracker. Thanks for the input. So on that, like, it's just like I described in the beginning. To me, staying on plan is like different. Like the way that I like to do it is I'm either on plan or I'm not, and I just count all of it. But if I'm brand new, I may just be like, I want to track just on plan, off plan eats. I either did what was on my paper or I didn't do what was on my paper. Plain and simple. I either ate to my plus two or I didn't eat to my plus two. Plain and simple. It's really how you guys want to do it. I just personally, what I like to do is I like to track myself on the overall four basics. That's just how I like to do it. I think one of the things that I do want to say about the planner and stuff is I think you guys think that there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. I didn't design the planner for there to be a right and a wrong way. I designed the planner to give everybody a basic structure And then for you to use it in a way that allows you to get weight off your body. So if there's parts of it that aren't helping you right now, don't use those parts right now. Layer them in later. Like the weekly planner is one that a lot of you get hosed up on. With the weekly planner, if you don't like trying to figure, I actually want to talk about this. There was a post in the Facebook group and she was like, I'm terrible at doing a weekly plan. And then she said, but I plan my breakfasts. They're easy every day. And my lunches are too. So that's easy every day. It's just the dinners. And I'm like, well, that's an amazing way to look at it. I'm terrible at planning for the week. Although about 75% of it's already done for you every single week. Like, watch how we talk about things. I would much rather someone say, when it comes to the weekly planner, I'm using like a boss, the breakfast and the lunch part. The dinner part, I'm still trying to figure out how I want to use it to lose weight. That's thought work. Like Azizi, that, did you hear me? Like literally that's an example of thought work. Somebody just casually will say, I have a terrible relationship with the scale. Like I've been a Weight Watcher for 17 years. I'm a terrible planner. Like the weekly plan is so confusing to me. Rather than like, every single day I tend to eat the same breakfast. I'm really good at that. I'm still figuring out lunch and dinner. I'm going to try things. It's amazing. It, like, I just love for you guys to think about this. What if you never were able to describe yourself as terrible at something? Horrible at. Not good at. In the past, I've always sucked at. If we had to remove that language from you, some of you wouldn't even be able to have a coherent sentence sometimes. And the tragedy of this is some of you would argue with me that I am wrong. You would go to the mat for your terribleness, your suckitude, and your horribleness. Rather than just saying, but it feels so untrue to tell myself that I'm figuring something out or that I'm really good at one thing. I'm like, it feels so untrue. That's a lot that I'm just going to tell you right now. I would rather something feel untrue and say it all the time than to choose to be saying something that feels like fucking ass. Y'all be careful about what you argue for, what you defend against. It's really important. This is what the thought work is about. It's about pointing out when you do that because there's nothing wrong with you because you do it. It's just happening. And if it's just happening and there's nothing wrong with it, then we can just start working on there being a way that gets you so many better results in your life. You get to feel better simply because you just start talking and thinking differently about yourself. The virtual DSB leads to the VIP event. Okay. Scroll down to the other button. One of the buttons might not have changed. I'll make sure that gets changed. But if you go to, there's like three different places. I know at least two of them I personally changed and saved. But every now and then when I'm doing web design, just saying, not everything sticks every single time. I wasn't really trained to be a web designer. I just want to know what the hell was I trained to be. It's so hilarious to me that I do like web design. Like I teach, I do all these things and I'm just like, yeah, I just figure shit out all the time like a boss. do we have to do the virtual race that day? No, you can do it anytime you want on that weekend or around that week. You know, if you can't make it that week, that's fine. We're going to send everything to you 2 weeks in advance. These are some of the virtual race questions. I'm going to answer them super fast and get back to the normal stuff. When is the due date for the virtual race? We're going to start all the group trainings on February 2nd. You sign up whenever you want. We'll send you your shit whenever you want. I think our cutoff for registration has to be, I think it's March 31st or April 1st. It's something like that, only because we have to order the medals and they take about, I think they take 5 weeks. And then in order for us to get the medals in and the t-shirts in and then be able to turn around and ship them to you guys, if you have them in plenty of time, we have to have a cutoff time. So it's going to be then. But training starts February 2nd, guys. I wouldn't miss out on it. It's going to be amazing. I'm in bed trying to sleep for more than 7 hours, but I only track like 6.5 or 6.75. Does that count as 7? Does it technically count as 7? But you could give yourself credit for it if you want. If you're trying to get there, if you want to give yourself credit, I would, or just, and but just stay aware that you're still not getting to 7 until you can train yourself to get 7. I hit my original weight loss of 145. I'm a size 8'10 now, 88 pounds down. I would just like to say congratulations, Angela Trine. She's one of our old schools. She's one of our girls. I decided to lose 10 more pounds, but I'm not really pushing hard to lose it. Should I learn just to be content or learn to push hard again? You decide. You get to decide that. Like, decide how bad do I want it? And just ask yourself, why am I not, like, first of all, ask yourself, why do I have to push hard? Like, am I asking the wrong question? The question could be, am I willing to make this easier on myself? Where am I making it too hard is the first question. And then I would ask myself, in the areas where I know I need to clean it up, if I'm going to lose 10 pounds, like, are there little areas I'm still overeating or whatever? Why do I want to hang on to them? Letting that part go means what to me? Those would be some amazing journaling questions for you to do, Angela. And I take that shit over to that Ask Coaches. That would be balls out good. I'm not motivated to start exercise, but want to. Don't wait for motivation, guys. Y'all do know motivation's earned. We don't get motivation from sitting back and waiting for it to happen. Here's how we get motivation. We start doing some stuff when it's hard and when we just want it because it's like it seems so enticing and stuff. I'm going to tell you. Just got, like, most of you are going to start, like, if you're going to do this race or you're going to sign up for one of my events, like, if you're going to come to Nashville in July with me and spend 3 days, you know, me coaching my face off to everyone, it's not a bunch of motivation. Usually you got to, like, swallow some self-doubt and fear and go. Push, send, I'm coming. And then you have to walk out the door. Like, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't motivated to start losing weight. I wasn't motivated to go to the gym. Motivation came later once I learned how to show up because, like, I knew what I wanted so bad. And if I had to wait for myself to feel like it and to be motivated and want to, I would be still waiting on that couch. I'd probably still be sitting on that couch today, would not be here. But what I did understand is that if I was going to change, I was going to have to start doing some things that I could easily convince myself to do even when I didn't want to. That's why I teach you in No BS. The power of No BS, it's all built on teaching you the skill of overcoming and doing and learning the littlest of things. It's the little things that get in our way. It's the little thing like waiting for your motivation to kick in. It's like, no. I've reframed it to I'm building my endurance, my flexibility, and my energy so that I can attend a girls' weekend camping and truly enjoy and participate in all the physical fun activities. I'm trying to make a ladder plan that spans 8 months. Is that a ladder? Yeah, okay. Is there a podcast module worksheet on resistance to exercise to help me reach my goal? We don't have one on that, but it's you need to be doing a thought download and a model. You don't need a worksheet. This is where I would take like unmotivated on your feeling line of your model. Start there. Put exercise in the C line, unmotivated in the feeling, and ask yourself what thought is triggering me to be unmotivated. And that means I'm not doing jack shit, and the result is going to match that thought. Like if your thought about unmotivated is, I don't really like exercise, and you feel unmotivated, and your action is to keep looking at races, thinking about it, wondering, considering. Like if your action line is a lot of that, then the result is I never learn how to exercise. Because thinking about it, wondering about it, doing all that doesn't really teach you anything. It teaches you how to stay unmotivated. So if your thought, I mean, you've got a great thought here. It's like I've reframed it to like, this is going to teach me to build my endurance and stuff. Like sometimes though, I just go with simple thoughts. Like if you, like, let's say that you're really wanting to exercise, right? I want to start exercising. So your result, then you would do your intentional model. You just start at the result line, start exercising. So the action would be, let's say, go to yoga class. You mentioned going to flexibility. So the action is go to yoga class. The feeling, like, what is it going to take to go to yoga class? It's going to take determination. It's going to take focus. It's going to take willingness. Because we're not at the place where we're going to be super motivated and feel really good. So to feel determined, or like, I like willing a lot of times when it comes to starting with exercise or trying new foods and things like that. I like feeling willing to do it. So in those moments, it's like, to feel willing, it might be a simple thought as, I can try anything once. This won't be easy, but it will be doable. Like, sometimes it's literally just like, what is the baby thought that primes the pump? If I was you, I wouldn't be looking for our worksheets around, it would go that we have a lot of really good worksheets inside phase two. There's one about getting into action. I would do that worksheet on this. That might be the one that might really help you with this unique situation. All right, I got to go faster. I have a call starting in 10 minutes. I'm like preaching and slow boating this one. I find when I reach a 2 for hunger before I can make something to eat, or if I'm out and need to get home to eat, I quickly go to like a 5 and I'm so hungry. I eat everything off plan. I am not judging a 2 right. Maybe you just need to eat sooner. That's one thing. If one of the other things is, what I would do is, you don't go from 2 to 5. Our bodies don't really do that. They're not really designed that way. But what will feel like that's happening is if the moment you start getting hungry, if you start allowing your brain to obsess on food. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch for the next time you get to a -2 when this specific circumstance is happening, where it's like, okay, I'm out. I'm not going to be able to get home anytime soon. And I want you to pay attention to your thoughts. You're probably having hungry thoughts and not like legit physical ones. What can happen, guys, this is for all of you, is that if you allow your brain to be like, oh my God, I'm at a -2. You know what? It's going to be like at least another hour. And I usually overeat, and your brain just starts spiraling. If you start driving panic and anxiety, those feelings, guess what your body likes to do? It likes to respond to anxiety and panic and nervousness and stuff, probably with food. So then what it does is like, oh my gosh, she's really upset. She thinks she's going to die. She thinks like all this, and your body's like, send more hunger signals. Make her know this is like serious. When you're not really getting extra hungry, it's adrenaline and cortisol and that kind of stuff jacking you up, kind of giving you that foe. So what you want, like the easiest way to break this, guys, is to not stop all the thoughts. A lot of you think those thoughts have to go away in order for you to not feel bad. You don't have to make thoughts go away to feel better. You just have to quit believing them and letting them run on repeat just because they're there. And you get to feel better while having them. This is the magic of all of it. So the ninja trick is what I do. Like whenever, like, I hadn't had lunch either, honey, and I got another call after this. And let me just tell you, I'm hungry. I'd love to just throw down on some JJ food, especially because y'all know I ain't had no JJ food in like a long time. And right? I even exercised this morning. But I also noticed that's just what my brain likes to do. And I'm like, we'll be fine. When it's time to eat, we're just going to like notice that we're going to be extra hungry. We may want to eat more than we are, but we're getting much better at being aware of all of it. And I tell myself that to this day. So I know you guys can. It's about like allowing your brain to run wild and noticing it and almost being like, okay, such a relief. That all's normal. And I can also be telling myself, and this is the good part, because now I know that my brain does that. Now I know that I can have a conversation with myself. Now I know that I'm just working on all of this. I still may even eat a little bit more than I need. but I can at least practice being more and more aware until I do get good at this. Because when I get like just even making a little bit of progress is me eating less than I ever have before. That gets me closer and closer to my goal. When I asked the question, if I'm on plan, I thought it was only based on the food we had eaten. There are individual tracking questions that I figured covered the rest. I just do mine different, guys. Don't get so hosed up in what Corinne does. All of you right now, everybody take a big deep breath in. Think about your planner. Blow it out. Decide what you want box one to be. And whatever you decide right now, that's what you do for 6 months. It gets literally like a coin flip. Have y'all ever heard the story where I like legit didn't buy a house because of a coin flip? That's how I make decisions. I don't get too concerned about all of the things. Like this is like, based on this, I've never been on plan because I've never slept past 7 hours. It feels like an impossible goal for me right now. Who gives a fuck? You shouldn't either. I don't. It's like, all right, then don't track it that way. Decision made, relief is on the way. Like that's all we have to do. But guys, underlie, like this is when I know what's going on. Underneath all of it is I'm afraid I'm going to do it wrong and not lose my weight. Stop being afraid you're going to do it wrong. Here's the thing. You're all going to do wrong things. The reason why you're here is because you want to see yourself do those things and learn from them. Right now, you're seeing yourself do those things and you're making it mean I'm fucked up and I'm never going to lose weight. That's a shitty interpretation. Stop doing it. I'm just going to give everybody a stop doing it. Stop sign. We don't need that in our life. You don't need that in your life. So everybody right now, we're making a decision. Box one, on plan or off plan. Do I want that to be all my basics so I can just kind of see overall what I'm doing? Or do I want that to be on plan, off plan based on what I wrote? And whatever you decide, I want you to own that bitch and I want you to get after it and don't you ever look back. And if you're doing it different than me, you know what I want you to say? That Corinne, she thinks she knows shit. She don't know nothing. I know this. Can someone have wine every day and lose weight? I don't know. Try having wine every day and see if you can lose weight. And then try a few days without having wine and see what comes up for you. The real question isn't, can I have wine every day and lose weight? The real question is, do I want to have wine in my plan? And am I willing to drink it every single day and see what happens with my weight loss? And if I'm not losing weight, will I be willing to give up having wine every single day and trade it out for a couple of nights of where I don't have wine and deal with my life or relax in a new way, whatever is happening? Because a lot of you are having wine every night to deal with your life. You're not exactly sitting around like a wine connoisseur and cracking open the best bottles and like writing blogs on it. A lot of you are like, oh, no, I just need that glass of wine. My challenge to you isn't to just give up your wine, it's to acknowledge why you want to include it to begin with. The first step isn't so much about whether you can have it or not. The first step is examining why you want to include it to begin with. If you really enjoy a good glass of wine every single night, and that's what you do, then decide, my plan will have a good glass of wine every single night on it. That's what I do. And I am going to figure out if I can lose weight or not. The scale will tell me every single week. But I'm going to watch it like a hawk. Because if I'm having a glass of wine every night that turns into two, I've got work to do. If I have a glass of wine every night that has to have a sidecar of chips on the back end after I get a buzz, I know I've got some work to do. I need to examine how important is my glass of wine over my weight loss goals. I don't think wine's good or bad. I don't think chocolate is good or bad. I don't think broccoli is good or bad. It's the same thing. Can I eat broccoli every day and lose weight? If you eat a truckload, probably not. Why do you need to eat a truckload? To feel full? And we're talking about broccoli. It's all about why we're putting things on plan and being willing to test. Somebody's like, I'm not Gary Vaynerchuk, but I do love his wine. Put it on my weekly plan. Yeah. I drink wine. I don't drink it every night anymore. You know why? If I drink it every night, here's the thing. I have just decided it doesn't like my ass. It grows it like a son of a bitch. I want my clothes to fit more than I want to have a glass of wine every night. I decided I'm going to figure out how to decompress at night without a glass of wine. I'm going to figure out how to like my life or sit there and be entertained by something else or decompress in a new way. It wasn't easy because I liked drinking every night, but it was worth it. It's just making decisions. You know that meme, I hate everyone, I hate this place, see you tomorrow. That's how I'm feeling today. Cranky, tired, and I stopped and had off-plan fast food at lunch. How do I exit the dirty diaper that is my brain today? You need to ask yourself, like, do you really hate this place? Like, think, like, I always like when it's stuff like that, when my brain is acting like a complete ass, there's no going to the land of feeling really good, but it's like acknowledging, like, okay, me sitting around and reinforcing irrational thoughts, like, I hate this place and I hate everyone, I notice that's what I'm thinking. And if I want to, like, sabotage myself for the rest of the day, I'll just keep thinking that. Otherwise, if you're not going to be able to leave the place and do a see ya tomorrow, and you're going to have to spend the rest of the day there, decide how you want to spend the rest of your time. By letting the place dictate your brain and your feelings, or your brain dictating your place, your feelings. I always love that something that we hate, we decide to eat over. It's like, oh, that's great. So you don't even like it to begin with. And now you're going to allow it to make you, like, now you're going to allow it to, like, break your plans for you. Well, that's perfect. Could be sitting there going, this place doesn't get any more of my emotional energy. I've already ate off plan. We're done with things that I don't even like having all of my emotional energy because I'm the one giving it to it. It can't take it. It can't generate it. That's all on me. All right, one more and then I've got to get over to another call. If I didn't get to your question, guys, all you got to do is go over to Facebook. And a lot of these questions you could just ask in Facebook and your tribe sisters will help. If you're not a Facebook user, you can take all of it over to Ask Coaches and they will be happy to help you. One of my goals is to be less restrictive, manage my mind when something makes me upset. One of the things I've been trying is going on the clock with my thoughts. Oh my God, that's such a good idea. Whoever hates their life right now, listen to this. For an hour after I get upset, I drink a glass of water and focus on something else. Then come back to a situation and decide how I want to think and feel about it. What else can I do? I wouldn't do anything else. That's exactly what I would do. Oh my God, I'm going to do a podcast on this. We're podcasting today. What is your name? Because I really would love to give you credit. Can you put that in the fucking comments right now? I'm just so glad I picked this question. Oh my God. Sarah Gross, was it your question? Was that you, Sarah? Why? No, it can't be. Oh my gosh, this is such a good one. So here we go. I think that's perfect. That's exactly what I would do. I would go on the clock with my thoughts all the time. This is very similar to when we did the Worry Bucket podcast. So basically it's like whoever's hating their life right now, like I hate this place, blah, 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 blah. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to have like, we should come up with a piece of paper that's just like a dirty diaper. I want all day long for every time you have a dirty thought, I want you to put it in your dirty diaper bucket. Like, this is my diaper pail. This is where my thoughts go. And you just immediately chuck it there. And you're like, and I don't get to think about that anymore. It's in the bucket. Tonight, I want you to have a designated time. The rest of the day, here's what you have to do the rest of the day. Rather than sitting around hating your job and stuff and whatnot, you actually have to just work. I know it's an evil trade. This is why most of us like to sit around and eat fast food and drum up a lot of drama and stuff. It's because we're avoiding our work. It's like, all right, at some point, you're probably going to have to do the work. You want to do it painfully with an extra 5 pounds, or would you like to just get it done? So let's just all be like adults right now. For all of you who right now are like, I hate my job and I wish I wasn't here, I want the rest of the day to have a diaper pail and you put all your shitty thoughts in it. Shitty thought. All right, one more. And I want you to add it to that. You put that shit in your purse, and when you go home tonight, you get 20 minutes to read it and just be in your shit. Like, live it up. Read all the thoughts. True. Yes, we feel like hell. This is ass, whatever you want to do. When I used to do long races, we used to have this, my girlfriend Kathy and I, this is another Kathy. We had an agreement that we had bitch mile. So miles 1 through 11, we were not allowed to complain. I don't care if we had blister on blister. I don't care if we were hot as fuck, cold as shit. It does not matter what's happening. You were not allowed to bitch out loud. And so you had to just like do your job, do your race. You had to just show up when you didn't want to. Then we had bitch 11. So at mile 11, let it fly. Let it go, because guess what? The race is almost over. So we would get to 11 and we would literally be like, oh God, girl, you know, my feet are killing me. This place sucks. Why do we sign up for these things? Blah, 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 blah. And we would have about a good 10, 15 minutes and we would notice there was a little relief of just saying it all. And then we were done. We were just done. Rather than just letting it be on repeat unconscious, we just did it consciously. And that was enough. And we were ready to finish. So all of you, either go on the clock, drink some water, change your state, or create you a dirty diaper thought pail. You get to come back to it later and you get to live it up, and you got to throw it away because it's a stinker. All right, guys, take it to the Ask Coaches, take it to the Facebook group, ask the questions. Mary Jo and the coaches, everybody, if there's anything in particular that I needed to address, they'll make sure I get tagged and they'll put it. Mary Jo, you know how to do it. They will make sure I see it. But a lot of this is stuff that the tribe is going to be able to like answer 1,000 times with amazing advice. And the coaches section is great too. Okay. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. I will see you guys on Sunday. All right. Bye, y'all. Oh, no, no, no. I'll see you in the morning. Do not forget. I'm weighing in live in the morning for all of you that are like, what do you do when you get on the scale? Well, I'm going to wear clothes. I normally am naked, but I will wear my clothes, and I'm weighing in with you guys live first thing in the morning at 7 a.m. Central Time. So if you want to be on the Facebook, you'll be able to see it. Otherwise, we'll put it into the replays. You can watch it or listen to it later. All right. Now we're going to say bye-bye.